April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
The Go Birds Podcast, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the Parks Picks Pod. I'll take you, Elliot Tripark, James Heltzer with you. I'll take you a little inside baseball here, as we like to do. This is the first time ever we have had way more to talk about in the Parks Picks Pod than we do in an Eagles Pod, Elliot. It's unbelievable. Yes. There is like so much going on with these basketball playoffs right now. It is it's wild, man.
Well, it's fun to have the Sixers in it, you know, like there. And there's a lot of news happening today, and we'll talk about how we kind of think that impacts future odds and where maybe you can make some money and take advantage of stuff. But like the Sixers have been extremely interesting in a maybe not a great way over the last few days. I mean, if you think about like our Sixers pods that we've done, the first one was they're going to make you a lot of money. Good bet. Next one, Joel Embiid.
Next one, it's over. Yeah.
Next one over after that. Wow, Joel Embiid's a robot.
He's amazing.
We're back. And now after game four, like, I don't want to say the roof's caving in again, but
I don't know what to think.
I was feeling very good about it. Now I'm not, I don't know how to feel. All right, so we'll talk through it.
We're going to start with the Sixers generally, but quickly, let's just talk about the news and then we'll get to each series after. But a lot of news today. First, it comes out early in the day that Chris Paul is in COVID protocol, which, of course, is a massive deal for the Suns, who are already in the Western Conference Finals. Now, we'll get into that and what it means for the series. And look, that's one where, you know, he might be able to play by the time it starts. We don't know, you know, the whole situation with if he has COVID, how bad it is, all that type of stuff. But that's one piece of news. Then perhaps even bigger news, I would say definitely bigger news, coming out later in the day. Yeah. Kawhi Leonard. First, we find out that he's out for game five and that his status for the series is up in doubt. And now we don't know that it's a tear, but Shams tweeting out just like an hour ago that it's an ACL injury and essentially that his playoffs are in doubt. If I had to bet right now based on the way the news has come out today, I think Kawhi's done. I mean, that's my take from it. Certainly done for this series, I would say.
Which means he's done.
Just massive news. I mean, like it is this whole playoffs has been about injuries. I know that's what everyone's talking about. And it is like the Harden thing and the Kyrie
How about that?
Thing. Obviously the Embiid injury back, like just, and then now all this stuff with Anthony Davis's injury, like nonstop. It has been the theme and it makes sense coming off a shortened season where the season ended later than normal and it's condensed and all that stuff. I get it. But right now, and we'll get into the Sixers in a sec, but just your overall read of this, the playoffs right now as these things are happening.
So you said the theme of the postseason has been injuries, and you're right. And But what I would say, as a result of the injuries, I feel like the theme of the postseason's actually been parity. And just from a gambling perspective, like, there is, first of all, they're really hard games to bet, in my opinion. But also, just there's been times where I've been able to convince myself that almost any team has a chance to win it. Like, so I'm scrolling through Twitter today, obviously seeing all the news that's happening, the Kawhi news, you know, Chris Paul and all that. And someone tweeted, like, the Atlanta Hawks have a path to win the finals. And at first I was like, yeah, all right, like, the Hawks aren't winning the finals. But then I thought, well, you know, like, who knows what's up with Embiid? Like, Kyrie's hurt. James Harden didn't look great in that game. Like, you know, the West is wide open. So I think that, to me, the main thing is there's a chance to make a lot of money on a long shot here. And again, they're long shots for a reason. But I think any team alive right now still has somewhat of a chance, besides the Clippers because of Kawhi, I would say. But like, it is wide open on who's going to win it all.
Yeah, no, it really is. And I think it's a fair point. Again, I don't think the Hawks are going to win it all, but
no, I don't either. But,
no, I know, I mean, but no, it's again, is there, you know, if we played this out from right now forward 100 times, do they win one or two or three? Yeah, I think they probably do, you know, so I don't think it's the craziest thing to say that they have a chance to win it. Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's a really good point. It's the idea of I have no idea at this point. I really don't. I have no idea who's going to win it. And I felt, you know, at certain times throughout, like, I was sure the Nets were going to win it. I felt really good the Sixers were going to win it. I felt the Lakers were going to win it early on. Like, it just keeps jumping. I think the Suns could win it. Now the Paul thing and this and that. Like, it's just, it has been wild and impossible to really know anything. And you know what? Look, outside of the betting stuff, and I think it makes it fun for the betting stuff because it's, you really got, like you said, you got a chance to really make some money on some long shots, mm-hmm. which is not always the case because normally it's like, oh, the Warriors are going to win the title. So, like, you know.
Right, or LeBron's going to win it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I do think that's fun. And in a macro sense, just as an NBA fan, I think it's incredibly fun to not know. You know, every year with our lifetime, essentially, Elliot, like the time we've been alive, like more years than not by a mile. You could say who's going to win the title before the season starts, much less before the playoffs starts. Like, there's something really fun about a wide-open NBA where any of the teams left have a real chance to win, and I think that's a pretty cool thing, you know?
So how would you – I don't want to jump ahead if you have other things, but how would you just right now kind of rank them? Well, like, after all the injury news?
It's a great question. It's a great question. So why don't we do it with the odds to win it as well? Can you pull those up in front of you?
Yeah, so the only bad news right now is, understandably, because of everything that's going on, I believe right now the title odds and the Western Conference odds are off the book.
That makes sense. Of course they are. Duh. Right. Yes, because we're still figuring out the Paul thing, the Kawhi thing and all that. But the Eastern Conference odds are there. And they are.
Yeah, so I have Eastern Conference odds.
So that's the Nets at minus 143, the Sixers at plus 230, the Bucks at plus 400, and Atlanta at plus 2,000. I still think, if I have to, my life, you know, is on the line type of thing, I think I still take the Nets after what I saw last night. I think if I have to pick one player to carry a team to a championship right now, that player is Kevin Durant. And, you know, but again, it's wide open. I mean, Harden looked awful last night. He played 46 minutes, but did not look like James Harden. Kyrie, I think that's a real injury. I have no idea who's going to be long, how long he'll be out for, but it's definitely going to be some time. So, I think if I had to pick it, I would probably go Nets first, Suns second, Sixers third, Utah fourth. Those would be my top four. But again, it's like razor thin. If you told me any of those four teams won the championship, I would be like, sure.
So it's a little interesting that the Hawks are plus 2,000. I understand that they have to win their, you know, two series to get
there. Yeah, it is a 2-2, but it is a 2-2 series. You're right. Like, it is, that is, those are long odds for a 2-2 series.
And I mean, if Milwaukee gets through, I don't know. I think Milwaukee would beat Atlanta, but I'd be curious to know what the odds would be for that series if Atlanta pulls off beating Philly. And, you know, to talk about the Sixers really quickly, like, the reason I thought the game four loss was so concerning was, one, because Joel Embiid didn't look healthy. And there's been a lot of debate, like, whose fault was it they lost the game? Was it Joel's? Was it, you know, supporting cast? And I think that the best way I can describe it was Joel's fault they lost the game, but it highlighted a larger problem is the Sixers don't have any perimeter player that can do what we've seen other players do. Like, I understand there's no other Durant, but they don't have a player that from the perimeter can take over a game like Durant did. And it's just different when you take it over from a center perspective. Like it just looks different. It impacts the game differently. It's not involving threes, all those things. So when I look at the Sixers, and I've kind of said this all along, now I liked them at like plus 800 because I thought that was good value. But if you just take the odds out of it and you just look at the teams, like the Sixers' problem is they, I mean, the Nets have a great perimeter score. The Bucks, Chris Middleton's a very good perimeter score. They have Jrue Holiday. The Hawks have Trae Young. Like the Sixers don't have anybody to fill that role. And where it becomes a problem is when Joel Embiid, who's playing on a torn meniscus, doesn't give you 30 plus points, they have nobody else to score. So Joel was bad against the Hawks. Don't get me wrong. 0 of 12, all those things. But the fact that Ben Simmons only had 11 points and only took one shot in the second half, like that's a major problem for them. And so when I compare them to other teams and I look at, you know, the Nets and the even, you know, in the Western Conference and all that, like Joel is going to have to be so amazing for such a prolonged stretch that that's my biggest concern. And because we've seen Ben is not going to step up. Like he's just not going to do it. He doesn't have it in him to do it. He's not good enough. And that's my biggest concern.
Yeah, and I think that's the concern with the Sixers. I agree. And we've said it the whole time, and it was just more pronounced in that spot where it's the Sixers will go as far as Joel takes them. And I understand it's asking a lot from a center who has a torn meniscus. Like, it's asking a lot. But at the same time, too, I do think that when they are going good and like they looked in game three and like they looked for the first half of game four, that felt like a championship team to me. You know, on the flip side, like that team can win the championship with what's left. That team can win the championship. But I agree. It's like if you're playing the odds, if you're looking at the pounding and the night after night and the playing, you know, after just one off day and all that, like you have to assume that Embiid's not going to be awesome every game like you do. And he could be. And maybe if, you know, as we get closer and he sees the finish line, he says, all right, I got to play 10 great games. I could do 10 great games and I'll deal with the repercussions after or whatever. Like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the what percentage of it was the injury, what percentage of it's mental, what percentage of it was him having an off night.
Just like, having a bad game.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of unanswered and unanswerable for us questions.
I think it's like 80% injury.
See, and I don't. Like, that's, I think, why I'm a slightly less aggressive response to it. I think it was like 30% injury. I think he just had a bad night. He was not mentally in it. He was fatigued, it felt like. And then the knee was bothering
him. But he's so rarely this season been bad.
I know.
You know, like, I know. Your argument, well, he was due. But, like, even in the postseason, like, every game he's brought it.
I know. But, you know, I'm just saying, if I don't think it was the injury completely. I don't. I really don't. I think it was a lot of factors. I definitely think the injury's part of it. Like, he's definitely playing with a disadvantage, but I don't know. I don't think it was as bad as a pure injury thing, and I think he's going to be much better tonight. I think he'll be back, and I think he's going to be awesome.
Well, all right, so there's a chance people are listening to this after the game's happened, but, like, would you say that this game is one of the biggest of the Joel Embiid-Ben Simmons era? Like, Game 7 versus Toronto is obviously huge.
Yeah,
but
I would argue it's probably the second biggest. You know, it's right there. I mean, this is, maybe Game 6 against Toronto,
right,
you know?
If they lose the game, what would you put the odds at that they still win the series? So right now, hold on, let me tell you what the series odds are right now, actually. So right now, the Sixers are minus 305 and the Hawks are plus 240. If the Sixers lose game five, what do you think the odds are? I think they might still be favorites.
I think so too. I think they're probably like a minus 100 favorite or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
But I don't think the Hawks are much plus. You know, if anything, it might be like they're both minus. You know, you'll see that sometimes. I wouldn't be shocked if it's right. But yeah, look, it's a massive game tonight. And for those listening now, I'll just tell you for a little, if we're going to go into a little betting advice, Joel Embiid on the Parks app is 30 and a half points. Slam the over. Joel Embiid, after I heard Clint Cabela talk about him fatigued and how easy he is when he's like that, I was like, oh, Joel's going to go off. And then he was second team All-NBA. And that's also coming off the worst performance we've seen him have in a year. I think Embiid is going to dominate tonight. Also, by the way, and I bet on it last time, it was 13.5, now it's 14.5. The Seth Curry over on points, like, I don't get it. Like, he's like 20 every game practically in the playoffs, and it's 14.5.
That is a good bet.
So take advantage of that. A couple quick if you're listening to this before tonight's game, if you're listening right away, if you're a real one, a couple real ones.
If you're a real one, you're already listening. So
couple real
the,
one
another
bets
one
for
I
you
would
there.
Say is Ben Simmons over 13.5, I understand betting Ben Simmons is just never fun. Like, it's just not an enjoyable experience. But one thing he does do is, after he gets
he responds.
Like, he tries. So I think over 13.5 is a good bet for him.
Yeah, I do too. I think those three are really good bets. Where do you stand on the -7 tonight? Or is it minus? I believe it's -7 at the moment. Let me check. It's been going back and forth.
-6.5.
Yeah,
it's
been going back and forth. I am pulling it up on the Parks app as we speak. Yes, -7 tonight. Do you think the Sixers cover tonight?
So there will very rarely be a time where you'll see me do -7. Like, I just wouldn't do it. But I think they roll tonight. Like, I think they blow the Hawks out. So 7, I mean, they could be blowing them out all game, and then you get like a late backdoor cover, which would be devastating. But I do think -7 is the move tonight.
I do too. I think they crush him. And it took one of the worst second half performances we've seen from this team all year. It took Joel Embiid going 0-for-12 in the second half. It took Ben Simmons taking one shot in the second half when Embiid didn't have it, for them to lose by 3 points. Like, They gave that game away. I think if they're focused at home with that crowd, I think they come out firing. I think they're going to dominate tonight. I think they're going to win this series. I think it would be a mistake to count the Sixers out right now, to overreact too much to that game 4 performance.
Yeah. Yeah. I do agree. But again, I just think that the fatal flaw that you saw was that Simmons does not have it in him to take over. Like, I know he did it somewhat in game 3 in that third quarter. He did, and credit to him. But like, he just doesn't have it in him to score like 28 points when they need him. And that's why, as much as it was Joel's fault because he was 0-for-12 in the second half, he missed that layup, all that stuff. Like, no other star in the NBA has so much on their shoulders. Like, Kevin Durant was really good in game 5, obviously, but like, he also has Kyrie Irving and James Harden when they're healthy. I mean, Giannis has Chris Middleton. Like, whoever you want to say the star of the Suns is, has either Devin Booker or Chris Paul. Like, all these guys have other people. And Joel just doesn't. Like, the guy that is his number 2, that they've invested all the money in, the number 1 pick, all that stuff, like, he just can't help him score. And I know Ben does other things and all that, but it really hurts him, because you have to have great guard play and great perimeter scoring to win in the NBA playoffs. And Joel gets no help in that regard. So that's why I don't think it is super overreacting that there was a major problem for them.
You are reacting stronger to it than I am. But I think your points are logical, and I agree with what you're saying. I'm just not as concerned about it, and I think Embiid's going to be fine. So, but it was a concerning performance considering how it all played out, being up 18 and losing and giving game away. All right, let's get to the other series quickly. Let me remind you, obviously, if you're listening to this, you know, download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Obviously, the basketball has been just the best. Like, Ellie and I have been having so much fun with our parlays, with our in-game betting. Won a little money last night on Brooklyn with a little live betting, baby.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and well,
When you texted me saying you were doubling down, I was like, oh boy. Yep. Like, that is a bold move.
Well,
I mean, I think
they were down 10 or something, or down 12 early on, and I was like, huh, let me take a look at these live odds. You know, it's a wild ride, but let me see what's going on, because I still believe that Brooklyn's going to win this game. And I was like, whoa, +180? Let's go. All right. 5 to win 9. Big roller. Not a big time roller. But I threw a couple extra bucks on it. You know, a couple extra shekels on it. I had already bet on Brooklyn, so it wasn't just that. But I think that it's super fun to do this stuff. And the live in-game betting is truly a wild ride. And like we just said, you can bet on individual player performances. I think that is a market where there is a lot of opportunity. Again, like, some of these numbers, you look at it and you say, wow, like, that should be higher. I know that should be higher. Take advantage of that. Take advantage of that stuff. And the app is easy. It's fun to use. It's intuitive. Elliot's been making some money on soccer lately. Have you been in on the Euros? Have you been doing any betting?
Have I been in on the Euros? I think there's a chance I'm going to end up betting all 51 games. I think there's a realistic chance that could end up happening. Wow. So it's amazing. I mean, it starts at 9 a.m., 12 a.m., and 3. Like, it's all day. I sit here, I do work, and I watch it, and I follow my bets. I mean, it's the best. Like, I know everyone listening probably doesn't like soccer, but if you enjoy sports and following something, like, get up, open the Parks app, and you just bet on one of these games, and it's a blast.
Soccer is a way more fun sport to watch than people give it credit for.
It is, especially when you bet.
It really
is.
And like, to your point you just made, it's a really good background sport. You know, like the basketball playoffs, like, you can't do something else when you're watching one of these games. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, oh, I'll do
I'm watching Italy, Switzerland right now.
Exactly. That's my point. Like,
I have the Italy money line.
I totally believe it.
So.
Like, but when you're watching, like, you can't not pay attention. Like, you just miss stuff. It's every play. It's back and forth, whatever. Soccer, like, you know, you can kind of, you know, there's a lot of passing in the midfield. You pass it back to the goalie. You can kind of glance back, glance away, and you catch it when there's a run, when there's a move. It is a great background sport. I'm with you.
So let me give a piece of advice.
Yes.
So
yes.
As listeners know, I've been big on the home underdogs, right? And so I've tried to ride that a little, even though there's not home, there's really not like a home field advantage
right,
in this
Euros,
because
yep.
they're away. Although like England's playing in England, Italy's in Italy, but it's not a traditional home thing. Underdogs have not been faring well. So if you are going to bet it, I would just say the temptation is there, but the favorites have been doing very well so far. So
okay.
just throwing that out
That's good knowledge right there. And how much longer is it going on for? How much time do people have to get in on this?
Oh, a lot. I don't think the final's until the middle of July.
Buddy.
Yeah, we got some time.
Let's take advantage. And again, as we're talking about the basketball stuff, we'll talk about some of our favorite bets too coming up as we get to these other series as well. The point is, download the app, have some fun with us. And Elliot, we will, you know, DM us your bets. Like we'll be in on them. We'll throw some shekels.
We'll take
down
the ride with you.
Yeah, we'll take the ride with you. So let us know what you're doing. Especially use the GoBirds promo code and let us know. And we're in with you. Here's the deal. Speaking of which, if you sign up now, you get a risk-free bet of up to $500. $500, Elliot. A risk-free bet. That's
amazing. I
could
go for one of those right now.
I like risk-free. I like $500. It seems like a winner to me. Just download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Again, that's PARXcasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. As always, you must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, let's get to the other two series quickly, and then we'll finish out with the Chris Paul thing, just how you think that's going to play out. But two interesting series. Let's start with Clippers-Jazz because they're playing tonight as well. The Jazz, it was originally a three-point line. The Kawhi news comes out is now Jazz by 7. Is this as simple to you as this series is over?
Yes, this series is over. If Kawhi Leonard doesn't play another game, the Clippers are not winning this series. So I do believe the series is over. I would get in now on whatever you can for them winning it. Let me pull it up. I had the Euros up, so I got a futures. I know live and upcoming.
There we go.
I will find.
I believe
slowly,
you.
But
yeah, no,
yeah.
You're good at this. You okay. are an expert at navigating the Park Casino Sportsbook.
Clippers are plus 275 right now to win the series. Jazz are minus 360. So I would say that's pretty accurate. That's a fair line.
Well, on a 2-2 series, though, that's a serious line. That's like a yup.
Yeah.
We know what's going on.
So, but I think it's easy money. Like, I think, you know, you will win whatever you bet, in my opinion. The Clippers are not winning this. So I think that the Jazz are going to advance.
I do too, 100% with you. I came into this series thinking the Jazz would win it. I thought the Jazz were a better team. Now, Mike Conley being out for this whole series essentially so far, and they, you know, he's going to be out for game 5 again too, it looks like, did temper it a little bit for me. But I did think the Jazz were a better team. But as the series played out, I flipped to the Clippers. Like after game 4, before we knew about the Kawhi injury, I was like, oh, the Clippers are going to win the series. You know, I really
think. Yeah, I kind of thought so too.
Yeah.
They've been a team that when they have to win, they've done it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they've fallen
clearly,
down 0-2 twice, but they clearly just only play hard when they need to.
Yeah, Kawhi's like, all right, I guess I got to go tonight.
Sadly, it's not going to be happening.
Yeah, it swung, but now I'm 100% with you. I'm back on the Jazz. I think it's a easy win. I actually would pick the Jazz in 6. If you want to go and look for those odds, you know,
ooh,
that might,
let me see what they are.
Yeah,
because
that
hold
might
on.
That might be, you're going to get better odds than minus 320 would be my guess for that, you know, at least
yes.
slightly better. It might not be great, but it's slightly better odds because I just don't.
So, of course, my Wi-Fi is going slow.
Don't see the Clippers winning a game again. Like, I don't just think the series is over. I think the Jazz just finish it out. You know, obviously,
right.
they're you're always like, if something happens to Donovan Mitchell, I know he had the little injury issue before, like if some, you know, then. Obviously, all bets are off the table, you know, obviously with and at this point, it's like any injury could happen at any time, it feels like. So, you know, that is the one risk with it. But I just think the Jazz are better. And assuming they stay healthy through the rest of the series, I think they finish it out in the next two.
So it seems like because of the injury news, it is not up.
That
right
makes
now.
Sense. Just all right. Well, how about this one just for tonight for those listening right away? Jazz minus 7. Now, would you go so far as to lay the points tonight?
Yes. It's in Utah, too, right?
It's in Utah.
Yes, I would absolutely lay the points tonight. I think they're going to annihilate the Clippers.
I do, too, man. I'm so with you. I think they crush them tonight. I think the Clippers are going to be feeling it. I'll give you one over points bet for you that I feel so good about in looking at these numbers.
Betting
this game.
Points totals is so nerve-wracking.
No. Not over-unders, because I'm with you. I can't do over-unders. I can't do it. Like, they just, it's never fun. It's never fun because they're so right. Like, these people, Parks, Vegas, everybody, they know how to set these numbers where you're sweating every time, and it's horrifyingly intense.
It's no fun.
I'll give you, look, if you think Paul George, if you're a Paul George believer, is over-under 30.5, and there's juice on the over, it's plus 100 if you want to bet the over. That's interesting. I, on the other hand, with Kawhi out, Reggie Jackson at over 16.5 is like a lock in my, you know, Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson is one of those guys. Even when Kawhi's on the court, Reggie Jackson thinks he's the best player on the court. No Kawhi there. Shots to be had. They need offense. I could see Reggie Jackson just chucking it tonight. I think Reggie Jackson puts up points.
Yep, I agree. I like that one a lot. In fact, I'm probably going to bet it.
Me too.
Over 16.5.
I'm definitely betting it.
All right, we'll do it.
We'll do it together. All right, on the Parks app. Now, before we get to the Suns thing, let's finish out this last series real quick. As Bucks Nets, obviously last night, truly one of the
amazing
great
game.
Yeah, and one of the great individual performances you'll see. Durant, what was it, 49, 20, and 10?
It's like, well, the part that you stayed up for.
Silly, right? Yeah, exactly. Silly.
Yeah. Silly. He was unbelievable. I mean, it's hard to say, you know, I'm sure LeBron's had better games and all that stuff, but I don't know how many games I can think of on one hand that I have seen a player just flat. I mean, it was insane. It was comical. Like, he was hitting from everywhere. He was just scoring every time he had the ball. Like, he was unbelievable. He really was.
Yeah.
Like, the Bucks are going to get ripped for blowing it, and they deserve credit. But, I mean, Durant took over. Like, it's hard to beat any team with Durant.
Well, that's
what
I said to you. In my opinion, he's the best player left. Like, he's the guy I would trust the most in any situation.
Definitely.
Is Durant. Yeah. And he proved it. But interesting, though, because, and it is in Milwaukee, but as of now, tomorrow night, game 6, the line, Elliot, and this is, I know that, you know, Harden is going to play. They're saying Kyrie is out for sure. It has been announced. But the Bucks are 5.5-point home favorite, Elliot, against the Nets.
Oh, my God.
A 5.5-point home favorite in this one. What do you make of that?
I would definitely take Nets plus 5.
Me too. Like, the Bucks might squeeze out a win. I actually think the Nets close it out. But
I do too.
A plus 5.5? It just makes me nervous because I'm almost like, what a Bucks line. Like, is there something I'm not seeing here, Elliot?
Well, I mean, the Bucks did blow them out at home, right? Like, so.
The Bucks were blowing them out for a half last night, too.
The Bucks were blowing them out for a half there. So, but I think plus 5.5 is the move. I just think that was such a demoralizing loss. Like, to be up like that, to look like you have them under control, and then to blow it the way they did. And for what it's worth, like, Giannis, come on, buddy. Like, you're a former MVP, you're, you know, defensive player of the year, all that stuff. Like, you got to guard Durant. Like, I don't want to see you just sitting back there as Durant's cooking, you know, PJ Tucker. Like, Giannis should have been on Durant. I think that's a soft move on Giannis.
He's
part.
A defensive player of the year. Like, are you serious? What are you doing?
Who else are you worried about?
What other Brooklyn player? Jeff Green was like their second offensive option. Like, what are you talking about here?
Joe Harris certainly did have a good game.
I'll tell you who I hate. Joe Harris. I hate that guy. Never
like
comes through. Don't bet on Joe Harris is my takeaway from this playoffs. Joe Harris, I honestly feel like I've bet on him, you know, 5 or 6 times, and I feel like I never win with him. He's just,
and then when you don't bet him, though, he makes
everything.
He puts
everything. Up 30, like, and he's got like 6 threes, and it's like, oh, great. So that when I bet on your over of threes, you hit 0, and then the next night you put up 6. It's like, sweet, man. Like, really cool.
Isn't that just how it goes?
It's just, I'll say it again. I hate you, Joe Harris. So we both agree. Brooklyn.
Yes. Bucks plus 5.5.
The Nets plus 5.5. I agree. And I think,
Sorry.
I think they close that series out tomorrow night. I really do. All right, last thing, the Chris Paul thing. You, I would say, one of the foremost Phoenix Suns bandwagon drivers early on in this draft. You were in on them. You were in on them early. You were talking about them as a title contender before I think a lot of people were. Are you worried at all about the Chris Paul thing? And do you still feel as good about your Suns' futures as you did before?
Yes, I do, because I don't think he's going to end up missing any time. I just don't. Like, I think potentially the Clippers, Jazz, again, I think we could probably go six, but who knows? Maybe it goes seven. They luck into one. But, like, I think he has enough time where he'll play. Now, I don't know all the details, obviously. Like, I don't know if he's vaccinated, not vaccinated, like, how that would work. But I still think that the Suns, I mean, they're coming off a 4-0 sweep of the Nuggets where they annihilated them every game. And maybe the Nuggets just weren't as good as I never thought they were that good, but you know, they had no Jamal Murray. Like maybe it's a bit not going to think of the word miss. What word am I thinking of?
It misses in the right leading. Misleading.
Yes.
Thank you.
So it could have been a miss. Good job by us. It could have been misleading.
What a horrible job by us.
But I think they're very good. So I'm not feeling any different about the Suns. I'm feeling just as positive. I have doubled down on them, but if you're listening, I would double down on them again. I think they're in prime position to win this.
I do too. I'm with you on the, look, we don't know if he has COVID and if he has symptoms and stuff. Like, there are scenarios where he does miss time. Like, very obviously, as we were talking about before, you know, you just don't know. But assuming he does not have a bad case of COVID or does not have, you know, symptoms or all that, I agree with you. I think he'll be back by the start of the Western Conference Finals. If nothing else, if he misses a game or two max, I just think they're better than Utah. I think they're playing better basketball right now than Utah. I think in terms of just as a team, assuming Chris Paul is fine, I think they're the best team. Like in terms of the way they play together.
Yeah.
Great
role players.
Yeah. And just a really, it fits. The pieces fit. And Chris Paul is a big part of that. You know, he's the best point guard of our lifetime in terms of just a pure point guard. He's one of the best point guards in the history of the game in terms of making everyone around him better. And I think you've seen that. I mean, look, that's a crazy thing about this Suns team is it's a bunch of guys who've literally never played in the playoffs before. Ever. Like the guys who are leading the team, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges. Of course, that's my point. Like Chris Paul came in and took a bunch of guys who'd never been to the playoffs before and is carrying them, like has made them seem like they are a playoff veteran team. They don't make mistakes. They hit big shots, all this stuff. Like I can't give Chris Paul enough credit for what he's done, for what he's done with this team, for what he reshaped that team into. And again, like I'm not taking anything away from Devin Booker, who's a fucking phenomenal player, and DeAndre Ayton is like better than I thought he'd be and more willing on defense and, you know, a smarter player than I thought. And Mikal Bridges is I wish to God he was a Sixer. It kills my soul he's not a Sixer. What a great player he would be for us. What a player. Like, what a fit. He's a great player, and I like him in these games, but it all comes back to Paul and what he did and bringing it all together and making them into a team. And I think they're the best team, and if he's healthy and if he's okay, especially at, again, these odds will change. We don't know exactly what the Western Conference is yet, but keep an eye on the Parks app. It will be up. And I think whatever they are, last time I looked, it was like plus four something, I think, Elliot, like to win it all. That's a great bet to me. Even plus three something. It's a great bet. I think they should be the favorite right now. That's where I'm at. And I know they're not, but I think they should be.
I think he should have gotten more MVP consideration.
Sure, I agree.
Over Jokic, like I don't know. I get that. Like,
I mean, I think Jokic should have won the MVP, year, but I think Paul
number one seed.
Paul should have been in the discussion. They were the two seed, but yes, I agree with you.
Sorry, I'd make that mistake all the time. not a strong few minutes for me with forgetting the word and for.
I thought you know what though, you were so great the 30 minutes prior that I think it's all good.
I appreciate it.
All right, so right now. What a wild time. By the next time we talk this on the Parks Picks pod, like there might be no players left. It might be, you know, DeAndre Ayton leading the Suns into the Western Conference Finals against Rudy Gobert. You know, it's like those are the only guys left. It's going to be wild. It's going to be pretty crazy. So,
I'm excited to watch.
Me too. And excited to bet on it on the Parks, you know, Sportsbook app. And let us know what you're doing. Let's have some fun with that. Elliot, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Italy just went up 1-0. So my money line bet is looking good on that one. All you can ask for.
Let's go. Bet on soccer.
There you go.
On the Parks app with Elliot.
Yes, that would be our advice. Bet on soccer. It's a fun time.
All right, check us out. Eagles pod out tomorrow. Saturday, obviously 1-3 on WIP. Call us, get involved. And again, DM us your bets. Use the Go Birds promo and let us know what you're doing, and we'll do it with you. We'll have some fun. That's all I got, E. Go Sixers. How about that? Go
yes.
Sixers. He's Elliot M. James. We'll talk to you soon.